Hello and welcome to my hermitage, where we reflect each day over the over a portion of the gospel that we use at Mass. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Albert the Great. St. Albert the Great is the patron of my Dominican province, and so for us it is a solemnity. Today is Saturday, the 15th of November. The gospel I'm using today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 6 through 8. Luke writes, "Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night?" There is a cry that rises perpetually from the heart of the world, a cry of longing, of injustice, of love seeking its objective. It is the cry of every soul that waits in the half-light, praying, as the widow prayed before the indifferent judge. The Lord tells us, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Pay attention, because in this parable even corruption reveals the truth. If a man who fears neither God nor others can eventually yield to the persistence of the poor widow, how much more swiftly will the heart of God, burning with mercy, respond to his beloved who cry out day and night?" But Christ also asks us a haunting question at the end. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It is as if he's asking, will he find hearts that still cry, still believe, still want, even when the heavens seem silent? To persist in prayer when the answer does not come, this is the true crucible of the soul. God's delays are not denials. They are transformations. He is not ignoring us. He is preparing us. Think of it this way. When you place gold in the fire, you do not destroy it. You purify it. The same flame that devours wood refines metal. And so it is with divine justice. The waiting, the weariness, the unanswered longing, these are the fire in which faith is forged. The saints understood this secret alchemy. Saint John of the Cross called it the dark night of the soul, the place where every visible light is extinguished, so that the visible light may dawn within us. To persist in prayer, to cry out day and night, is to stand in that darkness without running, without turning away. It is to let the hidden sun rise slowly in the heart. As I mentioned earlier, today we honor St. Albert the Great, a great Dominican who beheld God not only in Scripture, but in every stone, plant, and star. He saw that same Logos, who became flesh, also breathed through the order of creation. His theology was not an abstraction, but a contemplation of reality itself, radiant with divine intelligence. Albert spent years experimenting, measuring, observing, centuries before science had a name. He understood that the universe is not a puzzle to be solved, but a mystery to be entered. For him, every act of study was an act of praise, every discovery a prayer. He lived in the slow patience of light, the same patience the widow shows in the gospel today. He never separated knowledge from faith. He believed that faith, wherever found, belongs to God. The scientist's curiosity, the philosopher's reason, and the mystic's silence, all were ways of touching the same eternal mind. In Albert, we see that perseverance in prayer and perseverance in learning are one and the same movement of the soul, the refusal to turn away until the truth shine forth. We live in an impatient age. We expect instant answers from prayer, from people, from God. Yet divine justice does not move at the speed of our desires. It moves at the speed of love, slow, steady, refining, eternal. God's justice is not revenge. It is the restoration of harmony, the return of all things to their proper order in Him. To cry out day and night is not to harass God, but to participate in His divine longing to make all things new. When you pray for justice, for healing, for reconciliation or peace, you are allowing God's own yearning to rise within you. Your prayer becomes His prayer. You become His echo in the world. That is why Christ says, "You will not God secure the rights of His chosen ones?" The cry of the chosen is the cry of God within creation, the Spirit groaning, as St. Paul says, with sighs too deep for words. So when you persist in prayer and see no result, do not imagine that nothing is happening. The slow fire of justice is working in secret, consuming the dross of self-will, turning you into pure gold. The answer you seek may be less about changing circumstances and more about transforming your soul. In a spiritual tradition, the widow often symbolizes the soul bereft of consolation, stripped of visible help, yet still faithful. She has no earthly advocate. Her only defense is her cry. You are that widow. Each time you pray amid dryness, you become the living image of the church waiting for her bridegroom. The soul thirsting for God in a barren land. You embody the longing of Israel, the patience of the saints, the hope of creation itself. To pray persistently is to join your voice to that ancient litany of yearning, to the prophets who waited, to Mary who pondered, to Christ who prayed in Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done." It is this widow's cry that keeps the world from despair. It is this faith that moves history towards redemption. When the Son of Man returns, He will find faith, if He finds souls still crying out in the night. St. Albert's genius was not merely intellectual. It was contemplative. He saw that creation is God's first book, that to study it rightly, one must approach it in reverence, not domination. The scientist and the mystic kneel before the same altar, the mystery of being itself. There is a holy kinship between the laboratory and the cloister. Both are places of waiting, of silence, of patient observance. Both require humility before truth, the willingness to admit, "I do not yet see." In an age where knowledge often serves pride, Albert teaches us to seek knowledge that serves praise. True science, like true faith, ends in adoration. And so we ask, what does it mean for God to secure the rights of his chosen ones? It means he will not let love go unanswered. The divine heart cannot ignore the cry of faith, because that cry is his own voice echoed within us. Therefore, we are patient, and yet we persist. We let our prayer become less a demand for results and more a surrender to presence. We let our faith not be measured by how quickly prayers are answered, but by how deeply we remain rooted when they are not. When you kneel in prayer and feel nothing, no warmth, no sign, remember the widow and Saint Albert. Remember that the hidden work of grace often begins in silence, that the seed germinates in darkness, and that God's justice, though slow, is sure. In time, we see. What seemed like delay was mercy's preparation. The answer will come, but not from the outside. It will rise within us as light dawns slowly after the longest night. Let us pray. Lord of truth and mercy, you who hear the cry of your chosen ones, teach us the persistence of the widow, the patience of the scientist, and the humility of St. Albert the Great. Purify our waiting, deepen our faith, and let your slow fire of justice transform our hearts into light. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words on the solemnity of St. Albert the Great, I invite you to share them with your friends and co-workers, and even invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage as we share the Word of God and join one another in our journey of faith. May God bless you today and always, and may St. Albert's intercession raise you up. Amen.